So I'll hand over to Dawn. Thank you.
Thanks, Grainne. Good morning, everyone. You're all awake? Yes. First of all, I'd like to congratulate Grainne and Kartik and Amnesty International for producing this report. There are many campaigners and supporters of women's choice in this room who have been campaigning on this issue for years and highlighting the fact of the inequality that exists here, not only in terms of the law but also in terms of access. So a lot of what has been said here, you know that has been going on for years. If you're a woman that lives in Glasgow and you're pregnant as a result of rape, you can access a safe, free and legal abortion. If you're a woman that lives in Leeds and you've become pregnant as a result of rape and want to access abortion, you can do so safely, freely and legally. If you're a young girl who's become pregnant as a result of incest or sexual abuse and you live in Liverpool or London, you can access an abortion free, safe and legally. If you're a woman who's become pregnant as a result of rape and you happen to live in Omagh, you're not entitled to have an abortion here. If you're a 13-year-old girl who's become pregnant as a result of incest and you happen to live in Belfast, you can't have an abortion here. Women in Northern Ireland, according to our Assembly, cannot be trusted to make decisions about their own bodies. According to our Assembly, women cannot be trusted to make decisions about their own reproductive system. According to our Assembly, women are stupid, and therefore politicians must decide what they do with their bodies and what they do for themselves. And currently that means if you're pregnant as a result of rape or you're pregnant as a result of incest or sexual abuse, you must remain pregnant for 40 weeks. Tough, suck it up, that's what the law says. If you want to access abortion services, you have to travel. And we've heard about the trauma of travelling and the added stress that adds to any woman who's contemplating or considering an abortion. Believe it or not, and sometimes this penny drops with people, but when you consider a woman who's in a domestically, violently abusive relationship, who is made forcibly pregnant, who's raped by her partner, the ability to access abortion services here becomes paramount. How does she get away from the controlling partner? How does she access the money? How does she get across the water? We hear about Christmas time that women in domestically violent, abusive relationships are at very high risk over the Christmas period. We see the advertisements from Women's Aid on TV. We hear it on the radio because we know that those are periods, those are times when women are very much at risk. We see the aftermath of that come the end of January, the beginning of February, the end of February, the beginning of March. The increase in the number of women that have come to our centre for support because they become pregnant as a result of being raped by their abusive partner. They are frightened, they are scared, they have just about escaped from the house to come and talk to us about support. Imagine having to tell that woman that she's not entitled to have an abortion here in Northern Ireland, particularly when we know that women in abusive relationships are at higher risk of death from an abusive partner when they're pregnant. Just think about that for a minute. Think about a woman who feels that she has no means of escape. How does she make the excuse to travel across the water? How does she access the finances to travel across the water? Our Assembly says we don't care. Our politicians say we don't care. We don't care about you as a woman. We don't value you as a woman. You're not an equal citizen as a woman. You're not an equal woman in this part of the United Kingdom because we say so. That's what our Assembly says to women. Picture a 13-year-old girl who's become pregnant as a result of incest, who conceals that pregnancy to beyond the 9 weeks where Mary Stopes may be able to treat her. She then reveals the pregnancy to someone close to her in her family. She doesn't reveal how she became pregnant, but she reveals that she's pregnant. She comes to our centre for support. We see women from 12 years of age to 50 years of age. She comes to our centre for support, and the first time she opens up to talk to one of our nurses, she reveals the incest. She reveals the sexual abuse. We have to tell that young girl that she can't have treatment in Northern Ireland, that she has to travel to a clinic in England. And alongside that, we have to report the abuse to social services and the PSNI. Picture that young girl with the PSNI travelling with her, because they need to get the products of conception. They need to take them back with them if they're going to pursue criminal charges against her abuser. Picture that, and our assembly says, that's okay for you to do that as a 12-year-old or a 13-year-old. That's okay, and you have to pay for it. That's okay that the police should have to travel with you. And that's okay that there's no aftercare services here for you when you come back. Apart that is from Mary Stopes in Belfast, because we do look after women who've gone to have abortions in England. We do look after women who return to Northern Ireland and want to have that care and attention when they come home. But our politicians would tell you, no. We don't trust women to make decisions for themselves, and we don't value you as equal citizens. And it's time that changed. Thank you.